And now for a look at the complicated politics surrounding the NSA leaks, we turn to NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson.
Edward Snowden told The Guardian newspaper that his only motivation was to spark a public debate about government surveillance.
This is something that's not our place to decide. The public needs to decide whether these programs and policies are right or wrong.
Although President Obama is not happy about the massive disclosure of classified information, he too says he wants a public debate.
How are we striking this balance between the need to keep the American people safe and our concerns about privacy? Because there are some trade-offs involved. I welcome this debate.
And that's certainly what he's got. And that debate is scrambling the usual partisan equations. It's created another odd bedfellow alliance between the libertarian right and the civil liberties left. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is threatening to file a class action lawsuit against the government, while the Progressive Change Campaign Committee is raising money for Snowden's defense. Republicans are divided. On Fox News Sunday, strategist Mary Madeline said the public would see the NSA revelations as part and parcel of the other controversies swirling around the administration.
What they can see is its conflation with the IRS. Horrible, horrible abuse of liberties and privacy. So you can't take these things in a vacuum.
On the same program, Madeline's fellow conservative Bill Kristol disagreed.
Republicans make a huge mistake. They're getting a lot of data because they don't want to have to go to Verizon and AT&T and everyone else each time they get a phone number. That is totally different from the IRS abuses, which I think are very serious. And I think it's very important for conservatives and Republicans to make that distinction.
Because the political fault lines are so crisscrossed, there's little political danger for the president, says Republican pollster Glenn Bolger.
In a strange way, the president has caught a little bit of a lucky break with this coming out, because it does take a lot of attention, I think, away from the triple challenges he was facing between the IRS, Benghazi, and the AP reporters' subpoenas.
Not every scandal or controversy is created equal. Sometimes they cancel each other out. Sometimes they add up to more than the sum of their parts. The biggest danger for the administration is that all the controversies further undermine the public's already diminished trust in government. President Obama acknowledged this on Friday after a lengthy explanation of how the NSA programs were created, authorized, and overseen by all three branches of government.
And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems here.
Since those remarks on Friday, the president hasn't talked in public about the leak. The White House is referring questions to the Justice Department. And that's left the stage to Edward Snowden, who has been pretty savvy about how he's described his actions. Granted, he fled the country, but, says former Clinton administration official Chris Lehane, he didn't try to hide his identity.
Snowden has been really smart in terms of how he's positioning himself. You know, he came out almost immediately, explained why he was doing what he was doing, tried to put every single protection and shield around him that he could to try to prevent the administration from going after him by enlarging the issue and really pushing this need for a public debate.
In the long run, that might not help spare Snowden from the prison sentence he says he's prepared for, but in the short term, it's generated support. There are currently more than 53,000 signatures on a petition on the White House website calling for the president to pardon him. But in the Guardian video, Snowden suggested that might not be enough.
The greatest fear that I have regarding the outcome for America of these disclosures is that nothing will change. People will see in the media all of these disclosures, but they won't be willing to take the risks necessarily to stand up and fight to change things.
His fear may be well-founded. Opinion polls show that the public has not changed its mind on these issues. A new Pew Washington Post poll shows that 62% of Americans felt it was more important for the government to investigate terrorist threats than to protect personal privacy. Maybe, after years of giving up private information on the internet, Americans are resigned to doing the same for the government, as long as that information is not abused. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.